Okay, well, we may as well start now.
Yeah, great.
Here we are, Mike and I again. We got a special guest this week. Say hello, Claire.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
You.
Podcast, yeah.
You. So
it's definitely a show.
Yeah.
A show.
Yeah, we're a show, bro.
Hey, we could be not wearing pants for all they know.
Mate, I'm not wearing pants.
Great. Quick reminder. That's running on Instagram, that's running on Facebook. Give us a hello, give us a shout out. If you want us to talk about anything, want us to mention your name, if you're from the Netherlands or whatever, we're very happy to do that. Or if you're a sponsor and you got free gear, please reach out to us.
All money
would be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, side note, Claire's here. So Claire, we met
a week and a half ago, park run.
Yeah, because Claire was doing like a warm down run after a park run with someone who I look up to. His name's Pat Farmer. And I'm like, oh, that's Pat Farmer. I'm going to say g'day. And you were running with him, and then we were chatting, and then you were chatting, and then Pat was chatting to me, he was chatting to you. And I was like, oh, well, there's a bit of a thing going on here. And I decided to ask you to come onto my podcast because you're doing your first marathon.
I am indeed. So I've been training since the 22nd of Feb, I'm going to say. I did my first run. I'm pretty new to the whole running scene. I only used to run maybe like once a month for maybe like 3 months last year when I wanted to do the City to Surf, which I did.
So you ran the City to Surf?
Yeah, I ran the City to Surf.
And then you stopped running after that?
Yeah.
So wait, you trained once a month?
Yeah.
So that you could run the City to Surf?
Yeah.
Okay, was that successful?
I was good apart from Heartbreak Hill. That absolutely smashed me, to be honest. I kind of had this understanding that it was only 200 meters. And when I got there, going, I was like, so many times, I was like, oh, I won't stop.
Why did you run the City to Surf?
I just wanted to like enter an event. Like, I wanted to see what it would be like. I was actually really nervous about it. I remember I ran it by myself. But yeah, it was a great experience, but I don't think I'd run with that many people again. Like, it was insane.
Too busy.
Yeah, if you end up in one of the later groups.
Yeah, everybody. Like for people that don't know City to Surf, it's about 80,000 people running it.
Yeah, like it's pretty nuts. Like it's great views and it was a pretty great experience. So I thoroughly recommend to anyone who wants to try it out. But yeah, definitely some more runs to hit.
So why did you stop running after that?
I guess it was kind of like a phase, to be honest. Like I was like, yeah, running's cool. And then I kind of just stopped it. Like I didn't really have a race or something to pick up, but I've always liked to use running as like a way of getting out and exploring. I love being outside, love going on trails, being in nature. So I thought, I guess I picked up running again this year, or one of the reasons I picked it up. So I wanted to do something different. Like a marathon's terrifying. People kind of think like, oh, you're crazy, or you must be super fit, but I'm actually not. Like I just literally stick it out and I turn up, good workout, bad workout. Like I'm just there doing my thing, like trying to give it my best and see how it goes.
So you're having a crack at your first ever marathon.
Yeah.
Have you done a half marathon?
I am actually going to be doing a half this Sunday. So woo-woo, very exciting. Okay. I'm a little bit nervous, but we'll see how we go. So
by the time this gets published, that half marathon will have been a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Have you run 21 kilometers yet?
No, the furthest I've actually run in training has been 15 at this stage.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking, that's a pretty big jump. Yeah. But, you know, hopefully the adrenaline on the day and I'm running with a group. So hopefully that'll kind of push me along.
So you're someone who has, you know, likes a bit of a run every now and then. Well, up until a few months ago, you enjoyed a bit of a run every now and then. There's lots of benefits for, you know, explore mental health, physical health.
Yeah.
Big difference between the occasional jog and doing a marathon. So like, how did you come to deciding you wanted to do a marathon?
Well, I guess it all kind of started like, you know, I used to go to the gym, you know, lift weights, that kind of thing. But I really wanted to do something this year that was going to challenge me, like fitness wise, like felt like I was in a bit of a rut. And he was like, you know what, life's short. Like you can't sort of shy away from opportunities, or, you know, I love, you know, exercising. It's something that's really important. So I thought, what is something that would really terrify me? And I've always wanted to do a marathon, but the idea, like I'm so underprepared. It seems like mentally, it seems pretty tough. So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna do that. And instead of, you know, making it just about me, I thought maybe if I could use my progress and raise funds for a charity of my choice at the same time, it would sort of give me that added motivation, like you've got to get out of there, people sort of depending on you.
Yeah, it's that kind of, you know, people use different motivations to run. right? Yeah. And you obviously want to challenge yourself. You've chosen something that scares the shit out of you, but yeah. You've also got that kind of altruistic, for the greater good sort of reason for doing it, right? What charity?
I'm actually going to be running for a charity called Love Mercy Foundation. I found out about them by reading this book called A Boy Who Runs by Julia Sachon last year. And it was a really good book. And it was all about, you know, the Civil War in Northern Uganda and, you know, the lack of facilities they have up there. And I found this charity that's sort of, instead of just, you know, being a charity that goes in, does their work and, you know, isn't able to financially sustain it, they sort of build sort of like a community in which, you know, that will exist and can continue to grow long after they're gone. So they help build maternity wards and they help build wells, which is what I'm trying to raise money for. Mm-hmm. And I just think, yeah, that's a fantastic cause that actually is sustainable and viable long-term. Mm. So that's what I'm raising money for. And so far it's going pretty good. Yeah, but it's a great cause. So that's sort of my motivation.
What's your target?
My target is actually $12,000. I'm a pretty high achieving
person. That's a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just like, you know what? Like, why not me? Like, so many people in life think like, oh, I can't do this. Like, why not you? So, like, you got to get into it. So, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting Pat like last run, and that's been really great. And, you know, here we are on this podcast. I've got a Facebook page, which is Running with Claire, where you can, you know, watch my daily struggles. And I've also got an Instagram, which is just like my personal one, but it's Claire_Louise22. So you can check out, you know, my stories. But yeah, like, got to get behind it. Like, every dollar counts, you know, $3.50 for a coffee, you can put it into a charity. And if everyone does that, then, you know, we can do a whole lot.
Yeah.
So how far? How far in are you at the moment? How much have you raised?
To be honest, like, my half marathon will be like my longest run. Yeah. I've been following a 12-week like running program, so I've been running like 5 days a week, maybe like 45Ks a week. So I've been going pretty hard out. Like, I have one rest day, and I joined a running club, so I've become one of those douches. But, you know, it's actually pretty fun.
Striders. Claire joined City Striders, my club.
But it's great. I found like really good friends there, and everyone's like super supportive. So I've become one of those like people running around in singlets, like popping energy gels and things.
Yeah, there's a few dickheads in the Striders. I know a few of them.
Get fucked. Yeah. No, there are.
Yeah, Paddy, there are.
Yeah. So what did you say? You said it's only $1 from 12,000 people.
Yeah, like literally, like if everyone put in a dollar, like 12,000 people, like, you know, 7-Eleven coffees are a dollar. Great investment, by the way.
So we get some listeners here from like Vietnam and like Cuba and America. So if you all put in a dollar of your currency, pay the $4 fee for transferring it over,
I mean, like, you've got a portal, you literally just have to click on the button, donate, tax deductible, all good. And then like I'm having like a little tally of how things are going, gonna do some fundraising events. So stay tuned to my channels to see what's gonna be happening.
Sweet.
So how are you approaching this marathon? So you've got a training program, you've joined a running club. Where'd you get the program from?
I actually got the program from, funnily enough, my physio. Check it out, guys. Maybe before you start doing a long run, it's always pretty good to visit a physio. You know, Patty, here's physio at iMove. So, you know, hit it up if you guys need some advice. So I started and seeing a physio for a few things after I started running for a little while. And they gave me the Sydney Morning Herald half marathon running plan.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really intending on running the half, just doing the plan. But, you know, I've done 12 weeks of it. My last day was on the day of the half marathon. So got to get into it, I guess. Yeah.
Sweet. So what's your plan? So you've taken that. You're running... How many days a week?
Like 5 or 6 days usually. Okay. Six.
What's your plan after this half marathon when this training program expires?
That's a great question. I've got to figure out my other like training program, to be honest. That's definitely upping my miles or my kilometers per week. And then tapering for like a period of 3-4 weeks. But I try to incorporate strength into, you know, my week as well, because, you know,
don't try, just do it.
Yeah, when I say I try, like, yeah, my muscles would be killing me if I didn't. So for suggestions for, you know, marathon running plans, if you guys want to message my inbox, that'd be great, because I've got to figure out what I'm going to be doing.
That's Mike's job.
Yeah.
I'll do that right after this.
Yeah.
a lot of my patients who want or need a specific training plan, I say, Mike, help.
Yeah, it's your business.
Put it on paper.
No, I like helping people with running programs and looking at their progress and seeing how people go and what they're good at and what they're shit at and build from there.
So Mike, and I just question for you, Mike, what's the importance of a training program? Like, why do you need a training program? Why can't you just run a little bit more every week?
Well, there's this thing called load management. You yourself are pretty shit at it, Paddy.
I'm a running gypsy.
Yeah, sure. Well, how's your foot, by the way?
It's perfect, actually. It's really good, thank you.
Yeah. How long were you in the boot for?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, okay. Dickhead. Which race did you have to pull out of because you couldn't run?
No, this is stupid. You're having a go at me being injured. I was injured because I had a wart under my foot and the wart was painful to run on. So I started running differently and then I hurt my foot because I had a wart. Not because I did anything stupid, because I had a wart. You, Mike. My foot is fine now, but the wart is gone and I'm running well.
Okay, I'm just putting it out there. Look, so I think it's
my
super
question. Is the point of having a training program and not just running however you feel?
Like, the biggest thing with having a training program is to have some sort of structure to your training and not just going at random, well, especially if you're an inexperienced runner. It's good to have, like, you've got your goal, you've got, you know, I'm going to run this marathon, and you either run that in a time frame or just you just want to finish. And slowly, gradually building up to, like, those really long runs, up to your, like, 35, 34 kilometer runs. You don't just go off feeling, oh, I feel good today, I'm going to run an extra 30 kilometers. So yeah, we want to expose our bodies to that sort of load really gradually and really slowly, and not sort of a constant straight line, but we want to go, oh, I'm going to build for 3 weeks, have an easy week, build again, have another easy week, build again. And having someone to look at your training, look at what designing your different sessions, we've got a speed session, a tempo session, and a long run, for example, it varies your training, it varies your load. Ideally, you vary your shoes at the same time, so you're not doing the same thing all the time. So a good training program, a good coach will help you prevent injury and get you to your race to the best of your ability.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I think the way I look at it is, if you have a training program, that gives you a degree of structure. And for someone who's, you know, new to it or doing it for your first time, like, having structure and having a guide so that you know you're doing the right thing is super valuable.
Yeah.
And then other end of the, like, the other way of thinking about it, which is kind of where my brain tends to go towards, is I don't have a training program. I've never had one, because the joy I get out of running is just running when and where and wherever and however fast I feel. And I like that's what I mean. I'm a bit more of a running gypsy in that sense, but I guess I can micromanage my own load and my own symptoms as I go, because I've been running years and I've done 20 marathons or whatever. And I know how it goes and I know what I need to do, but I just keep that element of flexibility, which for me works quite well. And it keeps that enjoyment for running in me. Whereas if I had a structured program and I had to do this on Wednesday and that on Friday, that takes a bit of the fun, a bit of the joy out of it.
Yeah. So, like,
that's kind of where I sit at the moment. But I know in my week, I want to do a long run. I want to do a tempo. I want to do a speed session and I want to have an easy run. Like, that's how I do my week. And I get to it throughout my week whilst keeping in mind how my body's feeling, how this is going, how that's going.
Yeah, but
but I can do that because I'm experienced, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, if I had to decide how I was feeling that day, like, there's this, like, misconception that, you know, everyone's going to be great and going to feel great. No, that's so wrong. Like, some runs are completely crap. Like, I ran on a run recently and my socks were completely sopping. My shoes were sopping. So I just took off my socks and my shoes and I just ran and did my tempo session barefoot through the mud. And I mean,
that's epic.
I mean, it was just around the park, but I was just, like, determined to get it done. But I would have definitely bitched out of it.
That's the stuff you need to put on your fundraising channel, because that is epic.
I was, like, covered in mud. I looked like a sea urchin. And it was raining, but I was like, nah, with that. Would I have done that? It wasn't in my training plan? Probably not.
That's so
especially
good.
When you're starting out. Like, you need that support because, to be honest, everything is going to be hard. Like, running is tough.
Keeps you accountable.
So you need to be like, okay, I'm turning up to that speed session with, you know, my mates today. They're going to give me shit if I don't go, or I'm going to let myself down.
Exactly. And I think that's a big thing for a lot of people, is a bit of accountability. Because normally I do all my programming online and I can see if you've done the session or not. And I can go, why the fuck didn't you run?
Oh, so you're looking at their sessions as they do.
Yeah, you're the big brother of the world.
Big brother.
Big brother looking.
Yeah, I'm looking over my shoulder going, well, you run a bit slow there. What the fuck?
What happened there?
Yeah, what happened at kilometer 3?
That's a bit scary.
But it's good to have someone to look at your stuff and someone that has experience to go, oh, maybe you've gone out a bit hard there and that's why you felt crap later on.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're running your long run a bit too hard, or maybe you should push a bit harder in these sessions. So someone to look at your data and your that sort of stuff is really important. So if you don't have that experience, if you don't, you can look at yourself and go, cool, I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah.
If someone looks at it with you and goes, oh, maybe you can change this or tweak this, that will make that training more individual to you and more effective for you. Hmm. And I think every runner, except Paddy maybe, should experience a bit of coaching at some point in their lives.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And some people love heaps of structure, other people are a bit less. Oh, it depends a bit on your week, it depends a bit on work, it depends a bit on everything else. And I think the biggest thing is it needs to fit into your life. You shouldn't pause life to run.
Yeah. Although some people do pause their life to run, and that's enjoyable for them. And they they literally put their life aside for 3 months to achieve a goal.
Mm.
And that's a very personality thing and based on your goals.
Yeah.
Whereas my goals have never been so intense that I need to sacrifice parts of my life. Like I always have goals with my running, but I don't want to have to say no to a social event to achieve my goals. And that's just my personal, that's where I'm at. That's different for everyone.
Yeah. I guess it depends on sort of who you are as a person. If you're really keen on a goal, whether that be a marathon or something else, you actually get a lot of enjoyment about, going on your runs or going to the gym or doing whatever it is that you're doing. So, it might feel I might go to bed a bit earlier because I'm going to be getting up at 4:45 in the morning to do running.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're also pretty pumped about it. You're I'm cool to make this sacrifice. It doesn't really worry me. I'm not really someone that gets a lot of sleep. So like Patty, I'm not really going to miss out on a social activity. I'd probably just get less sleep and cop it.
That becomes really important later on though.
Yeah.
Sleep is the number one thing to do for recovery after a session.
Yeah. I really need
you
to work.
You cannot perform well if you haven't slept well.
Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like
it's a timeless
dad
principle.
Lecturing you.
It's a timeless principle. Yeah.
But it's always that ongoing conundrum. You've got work, social life, exercise, sleep, diet, choose 3 out of 5.
Yeah, yeah, about to say you will not get all of them.
Yeah.
Die trying.
Yeah. So I always tend to
sleep, eat, and run. Perfect.
Yeah, I tend to fall away on the diet and sleep quite often.
Yeah. I'll do that.
I'll go for a run and then eat pizza and then sleep less.
Yeah.
I'll do that every day. Cool.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
So what's the aim for the marathon? Have you got a goal or is it just
event? I want to get sub 4, if possible, which I think is, I think it's relatively achievable. I'd like to run the whole thing. Stopping makes it worse. Stopping prolongs the pain. That's my theory anyway.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah,
where did you decide that was going to be a goal, running the whole thing?
It's just something that I've always decided, if you stop, it's you're just giving yourself a moment, and that moment can be it's really hard to get going again.
So do you see that as a micro failure?
Yeah.
I ask this,
I do.
This, for the first probably maybe 5 or 6 marathons I did, it was always my number one goal was I'm going to run without stopping.
Yeah.
And my secondary goal was maybe I can do sub 3:45 hours or something that. But I have since had far better race results, sub 3 hour marathons with walk breaks in them.
So, interesting.
Yeah. Because I used to be the same as you. If I don't run the whole way, I've failed and I'm unfit. But
yes.
That's so wrong. And it's those expectations you put on yourself. So I will challenge you to reconsider that and think maybe you can do a sub 4, maybe you can do a 3:45, but strategically walk. Or you can actually say to yourself, it's okay to walk for 20 seconds. What's a 20 second walk break when you're looking at a 4 hour run? Right?
Yeah.
To be honest, a 20 second walk just refreshes you, re-energizes you. Walk through the walk. Aid stations, doesn't matter. So I don't know that, because I used to share your point of view, but that was a big shift for me when I've had some really good results with some walks. My half marathon PB currently has a 20-second walk in it.
Nice. No, I think it's important, I guess, like even when you're setting a goal, you're running, to realize that you need to adjust your expectations just because maybe you found a different running style. Maybe someone else taught you a way that works better for you. Maybe someone suggested you to walk a bit and you're like, hey, you know, I should take this on board. Mm. So I think it's definitely good to adjust, because you don't want to burn out, you don't want to get fatigued, but you want to do, you know, what's sort of best for you. And yeah, you do want to perform best, and some people with more experience actually, you know, can really help you out in that. So might incorporate some walking.
I'm not saying you have to.
Yeah. But sacred 20-second breathing time.
But it's not that bad if you do.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but it's pretty hard to scull a cup of water while running at the same time.
It is freaking hard.
It ends up over your face. So it's just not going to happen.
So you grab the plastic cup, which a lot of races are getting rid of plastic cups now, which is great. Yeah. But you grab the plastic cup and you crush it. So instead of a big round opening, it's now like a spout. So you crush it into a spout. Spout goes in your mouth and not over the side of your face.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good
Still, I'll breathe it in if I do that. I'll just be running and going and just die at the side of the road. It's great. I can't do it.
I think we've all done that. Don't worry.
I tend to get what I do often is I'll get a cup of water at every single aid station, even if I'm not thirsty, and I'll just throw it at my face. And a lot of it goes on my face, some of it goes in my mouth. And like that, cool, if it goes in your mouth, bonus thirst quencher. But otherwise it cools you down.
I've definitely actually
I would end up throwing water in my eyes and have to stop for like 5 minutes because I can't see. Like, I'm not good with watering cups whilst running.
Maybe you should trial a non drinking race and just do better.
Okay, I'll try. No hydration, no nutrition, just run. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
With some 20-second walks in between.
That's it. So no water and walk. We've just worked it out. Yeah. You heard it here first. That's running. Am I right?
No.
No, I'll see how I go.
Okay, so Sydney Morning Herald half marathon this Sunday. Are you nervous? Are you confident?
I'm not gonna lie, like I'm pretty nervous. Like I would say, like I'm a little bit of an anxious runner. Like beforehand, I get like a little bit of nerves. But I think it'll be all right on the day. Like I just need to chill out, get some sleep. Like I don't really have a ritual. Like I listen to these guys a few times, like putting left sock, right sock, right sock, right shoe, like whatever situation. like I kind of just do my own thing. Like I go with the flow, like whatever's happening, whatever I'm feeling.
Good.
So I'm sure, you know, maybe as I do more runs, I'll sort of get a little bit of a schedule going about what I like to do. But otherwise, just got to get into it. Don't be too nervous and don't go hot out, I guess, on the first couple of Ks.
Are you seeing this as a long run leading up to a marathon, or are you seeing this as a proper half marathon event?
No, I'm racing it. Like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm racing it. Like, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not taking it easy. Like, this is like my sort of like halfway point of how I'm going in terms of my marathon. I really want to get sub 2 hours, but I'm not sure if I'm capable of it, but got to be in it to win it. So going to give it my best shot. Injury free.
I'll be at the finish line waiting because I'll be there because I'm coaching about 30 people. I'll be there. And if you're not on track, I'm just going to yell at you.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Tell me to run fast. Give me some motivation. Tell me how many, you know, few meters I have left at the finish line.
Probably when I see you, you've got about 3Ks left.
Oh god.
Are you wearing your Striders singlet or something else?
No, I'm gonna be wearing my charity singlet, which is Love Mercy.
You gotta love the green one?
Yeah. You know, the team at Love Mercy gave me a singlet, so I'm gonna be wearing that so everybody knows who I'm running for. Probably much to the Striders' disgust. But you know, I'll have to wear like a cap for them or something. So that's what I'm gonna be wearing on the day.
Striders cap, Love Mercy singlet. I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, the one walking at the end,
struggling to put water in a mouth, doing sub 2 though, so that's what counts. Should be a good time.
Sweet. And then it's the Blackmores Marathon in September, so we're looking at just on 4 months now.
So I think that's pretty achievable goal.
Good strong build.
You know, just gonna be doing my training plan, going hard. Definitely got to get my leg strength up. It's not up to scratch, but we've got time. So going to be doing that. And then, pump out the full marathon in September.
Easy.
And obviously my fundraising efforts. So, you know, with every, like, all the more kilometers I run, hopefully the more dollars are donated. So you guys can sort of track my progress and see that I'm not a flake.
So where is it again? What link? Where do they go?
So
do you have
link,
a social profile?
Yep. So the link is check out on Facebook, you know, in the search bar, Running with Claire. And you'll see probably my sweaty face come up.
Running with Claire. Is that C-L-A-I-R-E?
Yes. Very important. Pat's got it right. C-L-A-I-R-E, all the letters.
And that's www.facebook.com?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
H-T-T.
That's the other Facebook.
H-T-T-P, you know, /// Yep.
www.facebook.com.
So we're going to be hitting that up. And then I've also got... a profile on Instagram as well, Claire_Louise22. And the link's in my bio. I'm going to have lots of running stuff on there as well. So if you guys don't have Facebook or you don't have Instagram or whatever, you can hit
those
up.
People don't count. We don't care about them.
No. Well, you know, people out there, you know, the old folk may be listening in. So yeah, please feel free to donate or even just to follow my progress for a little while and see them actually super committed to this. And it's not just about me. You know, me and Pat are sitting here drinking some water, but if I had to walk 15 kilometers to get that water, that'd be pretty tough. You know, in a marathon, you know, you get water stations. Imagine if you didn't have them, how rough that would be and you had no water on you. So that's what I'm really campaigning for, which is clean water for those, you know, that have to walk really far to get it. And the water that they do get is often, you know, contaminated and full of disease. So it's not really that great a quality anyway. So, you know, if you want to be part of the solution, I'd really appreciate all of your help and support. Yeah, it means a lot.
Cool.
Sweet.
It's epic to hear your journey and it's epic to hear your approach to your journey. Like you've checked out your physio, you've reached out to a notable runner who's fundraised a lot.
Yeah.
You're getting your training in early. You've joined a run club. Like it sounds like you're kind of ticking the boxes. And the reason Mike and I, as we were chatting earlier, started this podcast is because runners do dumb shit and they're just generally dumb people.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It seems like you're a rare exception.
I mean,
that's why she's here.
Yeah, look, I'm you know obviously incredibly smart and talented among this podcast. You know, I'm doing running, joining a club, which is awesome.
You're
move.
An athlete. You're fit. Like, oh.
Yeah, you know, I got sucked into the whole Garmin club, so you know it's going good. But yeah, definitely have my dumb share of things. So. If you're starting out running or you know you think you're not capable of it, like just give it a go because I'm someone that had literally no running experience and I'm just going up.
So what's the first step? If someone's doing, you know, a 7 kilometer run once a month, how do you go from that to be like, right, I'm gonna do a marathon? What did you do? Like what was the first thing you did?
Get a plan. That would be my advice.
From
like
where? From where?
Poor preparation leads to piss poor performance is like my thing. So get a plan, like look up like, you know, the often, you know, the big runs that you're going to be racing for, like, let's say Blackmores, you know, they're going to release free running plans. Go to your physio. Like if you have a physio around or maybe you have a mate, you know, your physios know a lot of good plans, especially if you go to a running physio, you know, like I Move here or there's loads of them out there.
There's no other physios in Australia.
No, it's a one specialty thing. But yeah, hit it up and, you know, actually get a plan of what you're going to do and break it down because it's actually not that bad if you break it down into what you're going to be doing each day, each week. So you've got a set plan to follow. Like there's no ambiguity. There's no not sure of what to do.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, get some support. Like I would not be able to run 21 kilometers on, you know, a Sunday morning just by myself. But, you know, running with a club and running with a group, like you're expected to show up, like make a few friends. They're going to message you, hey, you're coming, you need a lift. And, you know, you've got that accountability. So do that. And that, you know, and like message me, like, you know, I'm all up for like meeting new people, going for a run, exploring new places. So if you want to go for a run, like hit me up on my Facebook or on my Instagram and we can meet up in like a middle-ish area between the two of us and go for a run, see a different part of Sydney, have a chat. It'd be good. I'm sure Pat would like to get in on that as well.
Well, I've just decided I'm going to quit podcasting because Claire does it better than I am. You just said it all.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So now it's going to be Mike and Claire from now on.
Yeah, Mike and Claire.
No, I think it's going to be a one-girl show. I'm done as well. Just Claire.
You put into words that was really well worded. I can't even say words right now. It's very eloquent the way you described what to do to start running. That was really good. Good to hear it from you as a beginner runner.
Yeah, but on the other side, what's the dumbest thing you've done as a runner?
Oh, man, the list goes on.
Okay, give us the top 15 dumb things.
Oh, God. Top 15. It'll last me a day. Well, yesterday, I really wanted, what was yesterday? No, Sunday night. I really wanted to go for a run. I didn't get to go for my long run. And I was having like this like post missing my run anxiety. So I went for a run from Hornsby to Gordon, if any of you guys are from the north, in the dark. At the end of the day at like 7 o'clock, I had like, you know, I was sick the night before. I had like some kind of food poisoning thing. So I wasn't feeling well. And the whole time I was like tripping over roots, trying not to tread on myself. I was really tired.
So running in the dark without a torch.
Yeah.
Back
streets. Didn't really know 100% where I was going. Couldn't really see. So probably like not my smartest move.
Equally fun and stupid. That's
great. Yeah. You know, it was fun and it was stupid. What else have I done? Eating before you run is a rookie decision, depending on what you eat. Like, don't go home, smash a quick dinner, and then go for like a sprint session. Like, solid bad idea. I really haven't mastered the whole eating.
But that, I think that you're touching on an important point there. Even if you have a running plan, which is set, which day do you do what? If you feel like that, it's okay to miss a day. Or to reschedule a day. It's not like the end of the world, didn't do my run. Oh my God, there goes my race.
I'm like, I think that's really what I've learned the most is like on the days that you're not feeling it, you're sick, let's say you're just like mentally exhausted, work's been like a killer that day, or you haven't eaten properly that day, or something else has happened. Like, it's okay to like listen to your body and be like, you know what, that hamstring is like really tight. I think today's going to be pushing it. Because I think those rest days are so important, because if you go out on a run and you feel like crap or you've got an injury, you're going to probably make it worse. And then the next day when you want to back it up, you might not be able to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it that kind of draws on the analogy of your own bucket. So everyone has their own bucket. And Mike and I have talked about this with kind of the people that we work with. Your bucket of stress and your bucket of load in your whole life. If work is hard, your bucket is a little bit fuller. If you've just done a long run and you're pretty tired, your bucket's a bit more full. And if there are troubles at home, your bucket's more full. If there's financial difficulties, fuck, your bucket is overflowing now.
Yeah.
So it's a full bucket. And like, running is one stress in your life. It's a physical stress on your body. If you're training up for something that's big, there are troubles at work, if you're financially, whatever, if family stuff is hard, like, you've got this full bucket and you're not going to perform well, and you're probably likely to get injured if your bucket is full. So you've got to do things to empty your bucket. Sort out your sleep, sort out your diet, sort out your life, sort out your personal stuff, your financial stuff, meditate, go to the beach, chill, whatever it is. Maybe skip a running session to keep your overall bucket not overflowing. I think that's pretty key.
Yeah.
And that goes like, if your hammies are pretty tight and you're worried about it, or, you know, if you're not feeling up for the run. Then, like, I think that's pretty cool to touch on as well.
Yeah.
So have a training program, but be flexible with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you summed it up.
Yeah. Okay, podcast done.
All right, guys, thank you.
Is there anything else that you wanted to throw out there? Any other experiences that you've had or having, or anything you're nervous about, worried about, stressed about?
I would say, you know, just keep at it. That would be my biggest thing is, like, even if you feel like you're not going anywhere, just keep going. You can watch all that stuff on my pages. And you know, Pat might throw up a link on his Facebook page as well. So if you can't find it, you can see where I'm at. But you know, like, it's just average runner just doing a thing. So yeah, keep it up, guys. You.
Sweet as. Thanks, Claire.
No problems. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Legend.